Oh, she's fast.
Yay! Come on, my
On the playground here at Gwin Oak Park in Baltimore County, Diane Lennon, Mama D to the kids in her daycare program, leads her preschoolers across the balance beam.
They really love it. They love the wall climbing.
Really?
We go look at the ducks and look at the wall, take pictures.
And the falls and everything like that.
Yes, yes.
You all aware of the history of this place?
Not really, because I just moved back here in 1970. And by 1970, they had the park was still here, and it was just closing it down. So, yeah, I don't really know, but I just like it.
Where there is now a playground, picnic area, and the waterfalls, there was once an amusement park. Gwin Oak Amusement Park was one of the largest in the area, and until August 28, 1963, it was open to whites only.
Gwin Oak Park, because of its size, because of the number of organizations and churches and community groups that utilized the services of Gwin Oak Park, we thought that was a comprehensive and a wise choice of targeting with regard to focusing on equal access and integration.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round.
That's Leo Burrows singing one of the songs protesters sang at Gwin Oak Park. The demonstrations actually started in the late 1950s, organized by the Congress of Racial Equality and other groups. In 1961, then a Morgan State student, Leo joined the cause. It was led, among others, by Dr. Walter Carter and John Romer, a white man who was then vice chairman of CORE. Burrows called a battering ram.
He would lead groups of blacks and whites into the park. And when he was rebuffed, he'd come back a half an hour later and try to get in. And as a consequence, he suffered a lot of physical abuse, a lot of beatings.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on.
The pickets reached their peak around the 4th of July in 1963. 400 people, white, black, Christian, and Jew, were arrested. 7 weeks later, after talks with clergy and civil rights leaders, the park owners opened their doors to all races on August 28, 1963, the same day as the March on Washington. Was it a coincidence?
I've heard the technicality may be that the agreement was reached on the 26th of August, but that notice of that integration was timed to coincide with the actual march on Washington.
Just last month, Baltimore County unveiled a historical marker to commemorate what happened here 50 years ago. But even after the park opened all races, those who came here say the tension never disappeared.
When we arrived at the gate, there were police officers there to kind of monitoring the situation. I think they were more concerned whether or not people were going to sneak in, not pay the admittance fee.
Larry Simmons was 14 when in 1964, a neighbor who was an NAACP leader convinced his parents to let him and several other of his friends take the bus to Gwin Oak Park for the day.
Of course, you stand in line to purchase tickets for the various rides, and a couple times there may have been some mothers who pulled the kids out, which was kind of neat for us because then that just made it easier to move.
You got on the ride faster.
Exactly.
The merry-go-round and the rest of Gwin Oak Park stayed open through the 1960s. By 1972, the park was silent. Tropical Storm Agnes wiped out the park. The merry-go-round was moved to the National Mall in Washington.
Beep, boop, boop, I'm driving my car. Come on, good boy.
Children still play here at Gwin Oak Park, where 50 years ago, others marched for the right to play. And those who did say the battle is not over.
Well, what we've learned from Gwin Oak Park 50 years later, that we've only just begun the struggle for fairness and equal opportunity.
In Baltimore County, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.